Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Filters podcast. I'm your co-host, Lizzie.
And I'm Aaron.
And this week is finally going to be our month and a half recap. I mean, are we now going on 2 months?
Honestly, I lost track of the time between the episode that was supposed to go up while we were in Spain, and then it didn't go up, and then the episode we recorded last week, and then we realized that the file was corrupt in the folder so that it had no storage so that the recording didn't happen. I have no idea where we're at, but sorry, guys, we kind of still suck at podcasting, but we will try our best to be better.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out. And honestly, like, I feel like this podcast hasn't been, like, you know, at the top of the priority list for us lately. Life has been really busy. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm almost at the point of being burnt out. Like, we have more stuff going on this weekend, more stuff the weekend after, and then I think the weekend after that. So it's just like, at least for me, like, I haven't really been home spending a weekend just like relaxing during our normal routine, and Monday to Friday I'm just working. So anyways, there's been a lot of shit going on, but you know, we're making the time to come here and do this episode because when we filmed it last week, I thought we did a really good job of it. So let's try our best to try and replicate it. So in this episode, we're going to talk about our Spain trip, like traveling to Europe together for the first time. And I don't know, when I got back, I went home to Calgary, and then we did some extra things in our lives related to our house stuff. So anyways, we'll get all into that. So do you want to kick us off with our Spain trip?
Yeah, I guess I can. So yeah, like Lizzie said, this was our first kind of big Euro trip together, our first big trip together in general, like the only trip we've gone on that was more than, I don't know, 3 days solo, or I guess together, but anyway, yeah, so we went to Spain. We visited three cities while we were in Spain. We went to Barcelona, Valencia, and Madrid in that order. And I think, I don't know about you, but I would say that our trip kind of started off really high, and then
yeah,
slowly, like each city we went to, it got
a little bit less exciting.
Yeah, less exciting is the word to use. Overall, still an awesome trip, I thought. But
yeah, and I want to preface too, this trip, like all the things that we did and things that we had planned for. Well, I say maybe more so me, but I had this whole crazy itinerary that I planned, and I will say that we pretty much did every single thing on this itinerary and a little bit more. So, you know, I guess not like a tip or something, but as a couple, like that seemed to work really well for us. Aaron's really laid back, down to do whatever. But for me, I'm like, I want to do absolutely everything that I can when I'm in a place. So we had a nice mixture of both because we're definitely more morning people than night owls. So I don't even think there was a lot of nights that we went out, but we'll talk about that. But yeah, definitely Barcelona was my favorite by far of the three cities that we went to. I feel like we just did a lot of fun touristy things and it wasn't crazy busy.
I'm not going to say it was all because of Barcelona itself, but we had really planned, like we were watching the weather every day for probably 2 months straight. And without question, it was going to be between 18 degrees and 28 degrees, all three of the cities every single day for the 2 months prior. And then Barcelona held up to its side of the bargain. It was great. The weather was awesome. And then Spain decided to get its first Arctic storm of the year after going, the article I read was like, after beach days in January and unprecedentedly warm weather, Spain, or I think we were in Madrid at the time, but it was like Madrid hits its first Arctic storm of the year. And I was like, oh, that is lovely. So yeah, Barcelona was great. And I don't know if it's necessarily better than the other cities, but at least for us where we had the good weather, it can really, I don't know about make or break your trip, but
it really did. I feel like we were kind of playing like around with the time of the year to go because, you know, ideally we were like, let's go before it's touristy season so that everything is really busy. Things are really expensive to book, like flights and Airbnb. So let's go right before. And that was some of the recommendations that we got. And if it was literally any other year and this was kind of the weather pattern that was happening, I think it would have made a big difference of our trip. But overall, it was still really good. I'd probably give the entire trip like an 8 out of 10 or something. And I think you and I had talked about that prior too. And I think you feel the same way, right? Like 7.5, 8 or something you said.
Yeah, I think I said that I gave the trip like an 8.5 out of 10. And I gave Spain itself like a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. And I do want to say too, Spain was definitely a place that I had picked and wanted to go. Like, I don't think Aaron was like out of the blue, let's just go to Spain. It was really me asking him about it for the last year or so. So we did make a deal that for the next big trip that we do, he will pick the activities and where we go. And all I know is I need to get my backpack ready to go hiking because that's going to be your type of trip.
Yes, ma'am. There will be a lot more hiking and a lot more, We'll be more prepared for the weather, I will say.
Yeah, one of the first things I realized being on this trip with you, like for a long time, just solo, because we have traveled so many other places with like family, but I'm a very good sleeper, like on planes and travel and stuff. And Aaron, you definitely have a more difficult time with sleeping on flights. So the first day I was like super well rested. I think we were up for like, well, Aaron was up for like 36 hours, right?
Yeah, I woke up, I guess the day that we left, I woke up at like 6 a.m. because I had to go to work and I had to, I don't know, I was probably doing some last minute packing or whatever the case was. But yeah, I was up at 6 a.m. and then I didn't sleep again. Or well, we arrived in Spain at 9 a.m., which would have been...
Yeah, it was like 36 hours full of you just not really sleeping at all, which is bad.
Yeah, anyway, so I was a little bit of a grumpy pants on that first day, but I still think we made the most of it.
Oh yeah, like when we first got there, my cup was like really full, so I was like ready to take on the day and like be in Barcelona. I was so excited. And yeah, you're like a little bit sassy. And then I think you said something that upset me. And then you were like, Lizzie, you just kind of laid it down. You're like, I'm so tired right now. Don't take anything that I'm saying to offense. It's not at you. I'm just exhausted. I just need some sleep once we get access to our hotel. So I was like, oh yeah, no problem. So eventually we got into our hotel. I think we took a 3-hour nap or something before dinner. And then it was all pretty much great from there. But yeah, I think maybe once or twice there was like situations where you were really tired and you weren't really in the mood. So that's one of the things I learned about you on this trip together.
Yeah, I can do well off of small amounts of sleep. Like if I get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, I think I'm better than the average person just from, I don't know, I was a lobster fisherman at one point and growing up on the farm. So I can deal with the not that much sleep, but going over 24 hours straight with no sleep, I get a little bit moody. Apparently.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy flight for sure. I do want to talk about one of the things that I loved about Barcelona was a lot of people spoke English. So I feel like there wasn't really a lot that we had to do to navigate around getting accustomed to the language and ordering food and stuff. We went to this place called Gourmet Sensi. So if there's anywhere that I would recommend in Barcelona to go and eat or just in general, it would be that place. Probably one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life. And it was such a fun night that we had together.
Yeah, confirmed the best meal I've ever had in my life. And especially after the no sleep and being kind of grumpy throughout the day. And then we went there after my nap. That was an excellent experience.
Yeah, everything that came out, like the food was delicious and everything we ate, we just kept saying to each other how amazing it was and how we need to bring everybody here. Or if people are going to go here, we need to recommend the place. And I do also want to mention like the service was impeccable. Like people were super friendly. And throughout like us talking about our Spain trip, like that just wasn't our entire experience. I think we had a lot more negative experiences with service, like waiters and waitresses versus good, which was kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, this place kind of set the bar very, very high. So I figured, and this was our first dinner of the trip. So I figured that, oh my God, like this food here and the service here is just going to be excellent. Like nothing I've ever experienced before, but yeah, it kind of went downhill after that, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Like I had found this place on TikTok and like when we got there, it was super busy. So I feel like it was a very reputable place and it wasn't like a touristy trap. It was kind of like through an alley, like in the corner. And yeah, it was really special. We had really good food there. And then we did a lot of touristy things in Barcelona. Like we went to a couple museums, like went to Park Güell. And I feel like you do a better job of explaining this, but like Gaudi, or how do you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, so there was an architect in the late 1800s, early 1900s called Antoni Gaudi. I don't want to say that he really shaped the city, but a lot of the cool architecture and touristy spots are all come from his mind. So on the second day, I think it was, we went to, what was it called? Casa Mila, which is just one of the houses he built kind of earlier on in his career. And we did an audio tour, so we got a lot of his background, like where he got his inspiration and ideas and how it all came to be that he became this well-known, famous architect. And then throughout the trip, as we got further on, we got to see a lot of his other works and things. And having that audio tour from the beginning was, I think, very, maybe not useful, but it really made me appreciate a lot of the other stuff he did. And Barcelona's, I'd say their main attraction is La Sagrada Familia, which is...
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would say that's like their number one attraction that they have there that people always want to go to.
Yeah. And anyway, so it's a cathedral that they've been building kind of right in the center of the city for the last 150 or so years. And Gaudi was the main architect. He designed the whole thing. And then multiple other architects have dedicated like 30 plus years of their career towards finishing this building off.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, I think one of the things that I maybe you learned about me, or you said it at some point to me during our trip, was, you know, like, it was nice for you to see that, like, going to places like this, like, I was super invested and interested in the architecture and learning the history. And I feel like I really got to appreciate Barcelona so much more. And having lived in a couple of few places, and especially Canada, I feel like it's historic, but not like the way some places in Europe are. So I was just like in such awe of looking at all the buildings. And it was fun to do it together because it was a new experience and something that we haven't experienced together. I've gone on girl trips to Europe before, and you recently did one in October with the boys, but it was very different. So kind of being in a setting like this, a little bit more romantic and intimate, was also something that I really enjoyed about, like, hopping around and doing cool things like that.
Yeah, I agree. And like, this building is probably one of the coolest buildings in the world. Like, just the way it's designed and the way it looks and how it's just like such a centerpiece to the city. It was, very cool. I would highly recommend if anyone's going to. And the fact that it's been being built for the last 150 years, or it's not 150, it's like 120 years, but
yeah.
And it's due to be complete, I think, in 2025 or 2026. So, you know, we're of the first group, not first group of tourists, but one of the first groups or years of tourists that have been able to go in and see the basically finished product was super cool. But
yeah, without all like the mesh things and a lot of the cranes. I mean, there were still some there, but also, right after we went to the La Sagrada Familia, we just like, we walked around, we didn't book anywhere for lunch, and we had one of our best paellas. So every city we went to, we ordered a paella dish, maybe more in some places, but it was definitely the best. We had the best view of the cathedral as well. And it was just on the street. And I feel like we really got to get a sense of the culture, and we were drinking sangria and wine literally every single day, multiple times a day. Like, we knew this was the kind of trip it was going to be. And I loved a lot of it because I don't drink that much, and especially not like that every day, but I was so down for it.
Yeah. And especially after we did the, whatever it was, 45 days being sober, and then we were ready to kind of go hard with the drinking and the, maybe not so much the partying, but definitely go hard with the drinking and letting loose, enjoying ourselves.
Yeah. I feel like we only really had 2 days where we were both like pretty drunk outside of like our normal, but anyways, we'll talk about that. But and then another really cool thing that we did, which I think was actually my favorite day of the entire trip, was when we went to the cathedral and then we ate and then we went to a rooftop bar. It's called Bar Teresa. It's on top of a hotel, and we had booked like a table. They gave us one that was like, nobody was in front of us. It was right in the corner. We had like a view straight of the cathedral, and it was really hot that day, like hot enough that you got a sunburn because you weren't wearing any sunscreen. But we ordered 2 bottles of wine. They were just playing, you know, nice Spanish music, and a lot of people were there and just like chit-chatting, and just like being in that moment was definitely my favorite. And obviously we had a good time because we drank a lot on that rooftop.
Yeah, that day was definitely probably the best day of the trip. I thought maybe being drunk had something to do with it, but just the weather was perfect. I think the activities we chose for that day were perfect. And yeah, it was a really great day.
Yeah. Another thing that I really liked that we did in Barcelona was, like, every city that we went to had really great outdoor parks or gardens, they like to call it. And for the one in Barcelona, we went to the, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm going to say this properly, but Parc de la Ciutadella. And we ordered, we got on one of those, would you call it a rowboat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
rented them.
Yeah, it's like this gigantic park, and there's these huge, like, cool statues there, but it also has like a little pond that you can rent these rowboats and put around in. And yeah, it was really fun.
I thought it was just like something different to do, like in a bigger city like that. So I really liked it. And then the last day that we had in Barcelona, we went to Park Güell, which is like Gaudi's like crazy outdoor piece of work that he did. It was just a lot of walking that day. I think we walked like 30,000 steps. It was, my feet were killing me at that point because traveling with Aaron, he's going to try and convince you to walk everywhere. So we did a lot of that.
Yeah, that day I figured, you know, we were going to be on the train for a few hours the day after. So I convinced Lizzie that we could do a lot of walking, and we did a lot of walking, and I don't know, I think it went okay.
No, it was good. I feel like I just made a mistake on my part in like picking the wrong shoe, because I chose my little Adidas leopard shoes, which are super cute. And I feel like it went with the outfits, but maybe it wasn't like the best shoe to be walking around in. So I have a bit of a bunion on my left foot, so I think at the end of the trip, my bunion got slightly worse, and I'm still kind of feeling the effects of it. But yeah, we like Ubered quite a bit in Barcelona, but still walked a lot. And then in the other cities, we ended up like doing transit, and things were a lot closer, so we were able to manage that way. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I guess I didn't really want to walk around too much in Barcelona, even though we did go to a lot of places by foot.
Yeah, definitely. But no, I thought Barcelona was a great city.
Did we fight at all in Barcelona? It was funny, like coming back, people were like, I think we had a couple people ask me like, oh, did you guys like fight at all during your trip? Because, you know, they say if you as a couple can get like sick together, you can live together and travel together like summer long, like you guys are good to go. And I mean, we're obviously still here today, but I don't know. Did we fight in Barcelona at all other than like the first day?
No, I kind of put the kibosh to it when I was like, hey, I do. Well, I didn't say this, but in my head was like, I do this on your bad days of your period, so you can do this when I haven't slept for 36 hours. So just deal with me for the time being. I'll get over it. And yeah, I think that stopped any fights. You kind of let me be. And
yeah, no, I know. It was actually maybe one small thing we'll talk about before we move on to Valencia and Madrid was I've never bought anything designer before, like firsthand. Like anything that I've gone has always been like thrifted or gifted to me by like family members. So I was really excited to go to Barcelona and like I knew I wanted to go to Louis Vuitton. It's not like a crazy luxury store. Like there's definitely much higher end designer places that I could have gone to, but I had a couple of things that I knew I'd wanted. And I don't know. I just want to say that like I made this really funny video on Instagram of Aaron walking out of the store because I don't know. There's like jokes. Like I know you don't really care, but like there are jokes about boyfriends who are like, oh my God, like I can't be in the store. Like I got to sit outside and you wait. And like a lot of those stores, like if you see guys or husbands or boyfriends, like they're just sitting, like not a lot of them are being active. So I made a video and it hit 1 million views and it's all, you know, all just you being you and people loved it.
Yeah. Well, when we went into the Louis Vuitton store, first we had to wait in line to get into the store. And I was like,
you didn't like that.
All right, strike one. Then we got into the store and they were like, oh yeah, we'll have one of our concierges be with you in a bit. Feel free to wander around. Strike two.
Yeah, you were like,
I want to be able to, if I want to buy something, I want to be able to go buy it myself. And then, yeah, while we were browsing, I think I saw, I don't know if it was a tennis bracelet or a bag or whatever.
I think
it was
like an expensive bag you like pointed at and you're like, oh, how much is that? And I was like, oh, like that one was probably like $4,000 or something. And
No.
What?
It was, I'm pretty sure it was a bracelet and I looked at it and it was like $17,000. And I said,
oh yeah, that was upstairs.
Yeah. And I said, that's enough for me. And I walked out.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like wait outside. And then eventually when I was purchasing something, I had to ask you to come back in. But it was just funny because people in the comments, like, first of all, I've never really made a video that was like that viral. And then second of all, like people were so, like, it was a joke. Like, I know you don't actually care. And like, that's not really kind of what a relationship is. But people are like, girl, you better leave him. Like, my man would never do that. Or like, guys being like, dump her ass. Like, I would never date a woman like her. Like,
yeah, it was very funny what the comments were saying. But
yeah, it was really entertaining. But anyways, that was Barcelona. I don't know if there's anything else particular about it. But basically, every main attraction that you can think of to go to, we went there and spent time there, probably ate there, did something. Then we went to Valencia, which I feel like is not maybe a popular place. It's just, it's a less touristy area that's more chill, a different vibe than Barcelona for sure. I just knew that I wanted to spend like most of our days there. So Barcelona was like 3.5 days, Valencia was 4 days, and then Madrid was 2.5. My birthday was on like the Tuesday or something like that, and I wanted to go to this beach club. Do you want to tell them about the beach club and how that was?
Yeah. So Lizzie had this grand idea that she was talking about all before the trip. She's like, yeah, I want to go to this beach club. Like, I want to party on my birthday. This is what I want to do on my birthday. I said, okay, Lizzie, just remember it is a Tuesday in March, so it might not be that busy, but it's what she wanted to do. So we booked it, whatever. So that day, or should I just go full into your birthday?
Oh, yeah. We can start from our birthday, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, like, I saw it on TikTok and I was like, so scared we weren't going to get the cabana to sit in and relax. I was like, Aaron, we have to book this. I don't know how many times I said it to you. And we finally did it. It was like not cheap. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. They say online, like, you know, don't book it. If you book this and the weather's not good enough, like we're not going to give you a refund. We'll just give you credit for another day.
Yeah.
So anyway, your birthday comes up. I do like breakfast in bed for you or whatever, like get room service.
Mimosas. Yeah, it was awesome.
Mimosas. It was great. And
we were already drunk, by the way, before we went to the beach club at 11 in the morning.
Yeah. So we were already drunk by the time we went to the beach club. Then we get there at 11 a.m. and we are the only people there. It was us and then like two people.
Like working there. Like I didn't even know if they were open because it was so empty. It was 17 degrees and like kind of windy that day.
Yeah, it was blowing a literal gale. I think the winds were like 60 to 80 or 60 kilometers an hour or something. Anyway, so we get to the beach club. the guy's like, oh, Elizabeth or Aaron, whoever he said.
He like knew immediately that it was Elizabeth.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, right this way. And so he like, there's
like the little tape, not tape, but like one of those things you pull that like closes off an area and then you put it back on.
Yeah. Like, so he opens up the area for us and he takes us to our cabana and he's like, here you go.
Like, pick anyone.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay, yeah, we'll sit here. And then we sat there for a bit and we're like, hey, can we get some drinks? And we got some Agua de Valencia, but there was no music. There was no people there other than us.
Yeah, you were just playing music from your iPhone.
Yeah, so I started playing music on my phone and we were like, you know what? Fuck it, whatever. We'll make the most of this. I think we had a fun day there.
Oh my God, I had the best day. It was just like, it made it more fun and hilarious that we were the only people there. So we were like, there's nothing else we can do other than get drunk. And that's exactly what I wanted to do for my birthday. And we didn't even go in the pool. Like, nobody went in the pool. It was like that cold. But I like, obviously, like, put on my bikini so I can get some cute birthday pictures and stuff like that. And then right as soon as that was over, I like put all my clothes back on. And then we headed over to a different area of the beach club and we had sushi for lunch. And honestly, like, the food was amazing. We had a waiter that was like such a bro. Like, you and him were like hitting it off and he was just super friendly to us, which I very much appreciated. You were like just telling everyone that it was my birthday. And so we had a lot of shots.
Yeah. Luckily, by the time like 12:30, 1 o'clock rolled around, like some people were coming there like to go to the restaurant for lunch. And there were some other people that were in the non-exclusive section having.
Yeah. But people were like in their puffers, like drinking drinks. So like seeing us there and like even when I was taking pictures, we just got the most funny stares, which I don't even care about. But
oh, yeah. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. But it was just kind of hilarious. You know, we were trying to do a beach club on a Tuesday in March. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then by the time lunch was over, like, I know I was at least quite drunk, so.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, with you, like, sometimes I can't tell how drunk you are, but, like, you were really getting there, and you got so drunk. You, like, really wanted to go to the beach, like, because the beach club was right on the beach, but you had to, like, leave the beach club, like, through some sort of exit. So we did, and, like, nobody was, I think there was people, like, sailing on the water. What is that called when you're.
Yeah, there's people windsurfing.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously with wetsuits and all that shit on. And then,
like, nobody was really at the beach. Like, people were just, like what people watching, I guess. Like, there was, a concrete ledge. And you and I were really the only people, like, actively hanging out on the beach, which was ridiculous. And, like, I say, like, 15 minutes or something. But you spent a lot of time trying to do a handstand and then just eating shit and, like, really hurting yourself and getting sand everywhere. And I was just laughing so loud. I was obnoxious. And
I wasn't hurting myself. But, hey, if you're going to put me on a beach, I want to play. And play we did.
Yeah, we were playing. We were blasting music. And I just think, like, a couple of people were just looking at us laughing, like, oh, those are. I hope that they would think that we were just cute, just having a good time, drunk or.
Yeah, who cares?
Maybe they were like, who are these white Canadian, or like, not white, I'm not white, I'm Asian, but like, who are these like people that are not from here, like foreigners or something. But then we went back and it was around, I think, like 4:30 when we decided to leave. So, I mean, time went by really fast when we were there, even though it was pretty empty, having so much fun. At whatever point, Aaron got significantly drunker than me. Like, you were like drunk, like I remember in college, sort of a thing. Like, you were just laughing. You were so silly. Couldn't have a full conversation with me. Like, your ADHD was everywhere. We got in the Uber, went back, and we had a dinner reservation at 8:30 at a place I really wanted to go for dinner. But we were both so drunk. Like, we passed out. Like, we passed out until like 9. Like, one of us woke up and was like, oh shit, like, we missed our dinner reservation. Like, what are we going to do? And like, I don't know what we decided, but we're like, oh man, do we want to go there still? Do we not? And I was just so.
I think we had time to make a reservation, yeah. But we were both just exhausted from, even though it was cold, we were in the sun all day and drinking all day. And then we're just like, yeah.
Like, so dehydrated. And yeah, like, I made the final executive call to be like, can we just eat at the restaurant downstairs of our hotel lobby? And like, we didn't stay at like any crazy fancy hotel, like, but it was really nice. But anyways, we just ate downstairs and we met this like really random guy who was like this crazy entrepreneur businessman from like Montreal. And like, I think he started talking to us because he saw your iron ring and he was also an industrial engineer.
Yeah, I think he heard us speaking North American accent English. So he was like, probably like peeked over and then he saw me wearing my iron ring. So he was like, so he kind of struck up a conversation with us. Turns out he was from Montreal. He was actually an industrial engineer. So I was like, well, hey, I'm an industrial engineer too. But anyway, just some random crazy conversation with a random guy. And heard his whole life story. We kind of gave him our life story. And
yeah, it was just crazy. He was just talking about how he was building a house in like a city nearby that was the size of a mall. And then he talked about his three failed marriages and his two kids that he has with two different women, and then traveling to Dubai and Africa and all of his experiences. It was just, I honestly thought he was like lying and making it up, but I was like, why would he? It was just like, it was so random. Like, we'll never see him again ever in our life. And I don't know what the purpose of that conversation was, but I think it was just like, it was interesting. It was the only really interesting conversation we had with someone like from Spain.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like half the time you were mainly talking to him versus me, because I got to a point where I was like, I can't even keep up with this conversation. Like, I'm just so like lost.
Yeah. If we ever hear about some guy named Benoit that's ruling the world, who happens to be from Montreal and is an industrial engineer.
We met him.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. And then we went back up because near the end of dinner, we had stayed there for so long talking to this guy. I started to literally get a migraine. And then I was like, okay, this is it for me. Like, I have to go to sleep. Went to sleep, woke up in the middle of the night, and I was so sick from my migraine. It was worse. I was like throwing up. You were taking care of me, trying to figure out what was wrong. And yeah, that was my birthday. But let's talk about other parts of Valencia.
Yeah. What else do we do in Valencia? We went to the Central Market, which I believe is the largest kind of like farmers market. I just market it, like whatever you want to call those kinds of markets in, I want to say Europe, but it might have just been Spain. So that was really cool. I think we went there a couple times, but we got breakfast there one day. Lizzie, every market we went to, she wanted to get oysters. Lizzie had her oysters. There was this, Valencia kind of has, so I guess the way Valencia is kind of mapped out is that they have kind of a, I'll say it's like a 15 square kilometer area called the city center, and that's where everything that's happening is. And then it's got a river that runs through it, and all along that river, there's a park. So one of the days we went biking through that park, I think Valencia was the first place we took public transport.
Yep.
I tried to convince Lizzie that we could save some money by not taking Ubers, and it might actually be quicker if we take public transport, and I think I was right.
Yeah, you were right. I think by the time we got to Valencia, I was like on board. It was so inexpensive. It was easy, and I felt like, I don't know, I just felt more comfortable in Valencia, because this whole time before going to Spain, I was so scared of pickpocketers. I just didn't want to mess with that, and I've heard so many stories and stuff, but yeah, the market was good. The bike ride was fun. I just feel like every day we were in Valencia, we had time to like actually do stuff and then just rest a little bit and like take our time to actually enjoy, because Barcelona was just really crazy. We had booked a bunch of stuff there. Not as much in Valencia, but did we go to any like museums or anything like that when we're in Valencia? Oh, we visited the City of Arts and Sciences, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's super cool. It was kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like this multi-billion dollar facility slash park that
looks like a spaceship, or like that it gives spaceship vibes.
Yeah, it's got a lot of these like turquoise water, like super large ponds, and then like a botanical gardens area. And then we didn't go into the museum, but there's like a, you know, it's the City of Arts and Sciences, so there's kind of an arts and science center there. But super cool, just like an a feat of engineering and architecture, which is really cool. And
yeah, we just like puttered around there all day. Like, lots of people were there taking photos, just again, just walking around, enjoying the space. And then I guess in terms of food, I don't know if there was anything really in particular that stood out to us that we were like, oh my God, this is the best food. It was all everywhere we went. We're pretty decent. The service, decent. One of the places we did go to that I found on TikTok, and I just want to say, for the most part, TikTok recommendations were quite good, which I'm very impressed with and I'm pleased about. We went to La Diva, which is like a fancier restaurant. The food was like okay. It was good, but like nothing gourmet sensey that was significantly cheaper and way better. But it was a restaurant that turned into a nightclub, and that was really the only night that we went out and stayed out, which was funny.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, people are going clubbing. It's pretty much the same everywhere, unless you're going, I don't know, you're in Germany going to one of those crazy clubs or something. But yeah, so we were there for dinner. Then like they kind of at 11 o'clock, I think it was, they kind of like close everything down, make everyone pay their bills, send you to the, like the front lobby area of the place.
Then and they like switch it to a nightclub.
Yeah, they switched to a nightclub. So we were there. We got some drinks.
The drinks were so expensive, like more expensive than what we were paying at like the dinner menu, which was, I don't know. I was like, whatever, it's okay. Like, we're just going out for one night. Like, I'll pay whatever it costs to to drink. But what I noticed was, like, I thought, like, Spain was going to be lit, like, going out and stuff. And this was a, what night was it? This was a Saturday night. So, like, it should have been lit. Maybe we didn't go to the right place or something. But this was one of the recommendations, like, top four.
Yeah, it was one of the, one of the top three, four clubs in Valencia. And
yeah, I mean, there was a couple songs that we knew that we were, like, dancing to, but the rest we really didn't know as well. And honestly, I felt like you and I were dancing more than, like, the average person there. Like, people were just standing around, like, not dancing and having fun, so.
There was a group of, like, probably 50 to 60-year-old women, and there was one woman in that group that was partying. And God love her, she had the moves, she had the spirit, she had the funk, and I think without her, like, that place would have been dead, you know?
Yeah, she was having the time of her life with her girlfriends, and I liked seeing that. And then, I don't know, we went home at 1:15, and that was our night out for us, and then I don't think we went out any other night. Like I said, like, it wasn't, maybe it would have been different if you were, like, single, like, on a girls' trip or something, but even then, like, I don't know, I'm just really not, like, a night person. I'd much rather wake up early, go have nice breakfast somewhere and walk around when the city's quiet. And I think that's something we really took advantage of with a lot of places we went to every day. Like, we're morning people. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't have that dog in me anymore or what it is, but I'm sure if we really, like, if that's what we really probably, obviously, like, sleep in a bit more, spend some time throughout the day just chilling, but we're definitely more, like, we want to see the city, explore the city.
And we've done so much partying together and staying up till 3-4 in the morning when we were, like, in college together, like, all those years, that I do feel like I'm, like, partied out and I'm content with my party life of where it's at currently. But that was the only night that we went out. And then what else did we do in Valencia?
I think that's it for Valencia.
Yeah. And then we went to Madrid. And this is, like, honestly, not so fun. I feel like we probably fought a few times about, like, little things. It was because we were, like, probably in a shitty mood from the fact that it was literally so cold. I think the weather was worse in Madrid than Halifax during the exact same time.
Yeah, in the mornings, it was colder in Madrid than it was in Halifax, which, again, we had prepared and dressed and packed for the absolute lowest being 18 degrees. And, like, it was, I think, 10 degrees, and then the wind chill brought it down to, like, 4 to 6 degrees, and it was raining every day, and it was,
like, sideways of wind and rain, and I had to go to Brandy Melville and get some long sleeve clothes because I didn't have any. It was that bad. One day at night when we're walking around, like, we were really trying to find a bar somewhere to go and drink, and we couldn't. It was pouring rain, and I just took a brown bag and put it over my head and walked home.
Yeah, God, if I don't know if you've shown that video to people or put it on Instagram or anything, but
I don't think so. I don't, maybe on my, like, friends only or something, but maybe I'll post it on our Instagram. But
yeah, it started raining a lot one night, so Lizzie took a, I don't know if you found like some bag or we bought a bag or something, but anyway, a brown bag and cut eye holes into it, put it on her head to,
and I just held on to you tight to make sure I wasn't gonna hit anything. But the one thing that was cool, actually, was when we were in Madrid, it was Easter weekend. Remember?
Yes. Yeah. So Easter is, like, a really big deal, I think, throughout Europe, essentially, but especially in Spain. And so, and that reminds me, one other thing we did in Valencia was they had the church, like, the Valencia Cathedral open for just people to go in one day. So we went into that, which was kind of cool. It's, like, a very old, very nice building. So yeah, anyway, but in Madrid, we were walking back from dinner one night.
Yeah. Oh, we went to a TikTok place that had the best garlic butter shrimp and Iberian ham, which we ate literally everywhere we went. So it was after that, I don't know, I still think about it. It was so good and the service was good. And it was a place that had been around for a really long time. And Matt, the old bachelor, was literally there 2 days before we went. So I was like, oh my God, he's in Madrid. But I never saw him. Anyways, continue.
So anyway, that was probably our second best meal, honestly.
Yes, I agree.
But as we were walking back from that, we were in, so Madrid kind of has, I guess, two main squares. There's Plaza Mayor, and then I don't remember what it was called, but we were walking through the other one. It's where, one of them is where Real Madrid celebrates their, like, league titles and championships and stuff, and the other one's where Atletico Madrid celebrates its league titles and stuff. So anyway, it was where Atletico Madrid celebrates their titles, but we're walking through and there's the street, like, streets are closed off and there's like thousands of people lined up, and we're like, what the hell? It was a Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. and, like, people are there with their kids, people are there with you know, there's just a everyone, tons of
like
people
old
there.
People, young people, like cops everywhere. So
we're like, what the hell is going on here? So anyway, we're like putting around, and then I was like, okay, yeah, I'll ask a cop, see what's going on. So the cop explained to us, like, yeah, there's a procession going on through here. Like, this is a very big deal in Spain.
Like, it's so beautiful. Like, you have, you know, stay and watch it.
Oh. Yeah, I think she thought I was American and like I was kind of being disrespectful. And I was just like, I'm just asking anyway. But she was like, yeah, this is a big deal. Like, so we're like, okay, well, we're just going home to go to bed anyway. So we'll sit out and watch it. And then it didn't start going until like,
we waited like 30 or 40 minutes. It was cold.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, probably.
Everybody was in their puffers.
Everyone was in their puffers. Me and Lizzie were in like three layers of whatever we had.
Just try to keep warm and hide in the crowd from the wind.
So they like were parading this big statue of Jesus and then a big statue of the Virgin Mary through the streets. And there was a bunch of people with hoods on. And
what hoods that look like? Pointed combs, if you know what I'm saying.
They kind of look like KKK, but the way I see it is this was pre-KKK religious beliefs, so hood on, my friends. But anyway, and then we were like, anyway, we watched it for like half hour, 45 minutes, and it was like a long, long procession. So by that point, we were like, all right, we're going to try to get home. So we kind of tried to walk around, and then we walked to a place and some guy was singing out of his balcony to the procession, and the procession was like going back to him, and it was just like,
it was a crazy moment. I don't know if it was planned. Do you think it was planned? I don't think so.
Well, everyone else, like, it was a hotel that he was singing out of the balcony of, and they're like, all the rest were just like random tourists with their kids. Like, like in the balcony next one was like this Indian family just like,
oh yeah,
kind of observing what the hell is going on here.
What is this?
So that was kind of crazy, kind of cool. I don't know if it was planned or not, but it was cool.
And then we eventually made our way back home, but it was cool like seeing, I don't know, like that type of celebration, because I feel like we don't really see it often here. It's more like Christmas and it's like a Christmas parade. So I'm glad that we did stop and like take a look at it, because now it's like a memorable thing that we'll, I don't know, I'll remember it forever. And it was, I like that we were a part of that.
Yeah. And neither of us are very religious, but just the fact, like, you don't see a lot of big religion things anymore. So that was kind of pretty cool.
The other thing that I really liked about Madrid, like, just on a different topic, was I'm forgetting to mention that horchata is like a big thing in Spain. So we like went to where horchata was originated, which I'm pretty sure was Valencia. And then like churros and like kind of thick chocolate, like, that kind of resembles hot chocolate, but it's like way thicker. We had that at every city we went to. And the best one that we had was in Madrid. It was really good. Like, we were really indulging in like late night snacks and like food at all the different places we went to. Another thing you love is like croquettes, because you grew up with your family making a lot of croquettes. So everywhere we went, we got croquettes for Aaron.
Yeah. Another thing that was awesome, like, for whatever reason in Barcelona, they like heat them up and they're actually warm.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, then we like got them in Valencia and they were okay. And then in Madrid, they were all cold. And I was like,
Yeah, a lot of the meals that we got were like cold. And we were like, should we complain and say something? And then you were like, no, like, look it up first. Like, what if like it's supposed to be cold? And then I like ChatGPT'd it and it said, yeah, traditionally, when it's served as an appetizer, they're room temperature or cold. It was just funny. We're like, oh shit, we could have looked so bad complaining about it or something. And thank God we didn't.
Yeah, not my thing, cold appetizers, but
no.
Or especially cold, like meaty, cheesy, breaded things. But anyway, whatever, it is what it is. What else? Madrid. So our Airbnb was actually in a friggin' sick spot. Like,
yeah.
It was right outside of Plaza Mayor, like literally a stone's throw away.
Like super inexpensive. Like a lot of the places we stayed at in terms of Airbnbs and hotels were less than, I think our Airbnb was like $138 a night. Hotel Kramer was maybe like $120. And then our first hotel that we stayed at in Barcelona was like $135. I know when you went and traveled with the boys in Europe, you guys were at hostels for $20-$30 a night. I can't do that. So anyways, for me, that was like really inexpensive. Yeah. Anyways, good location.
Good location.
Aaron's like, I don't want to make a comment on that.
Yeah, we were, which was like, I don't know, it was probably like a 5-minute walk from Madrid's main market. I forget what it's called.
It was like the Mercado Miguel or something like that. It was like right there. It was right outside, basically like less than a 5-minute walk or something. And Plaza Mayor was like a minute walk.
Yeah. And then also it was probably a 10-minute walk from the Royal Palace of Madrid, which is the largest royal palace in Europe. That was super cool. We did a tour, went in, did a tour, audio guide of that place.
Yeah, I loved it because all the rooms were so beautiful, the way that it was designed. And my favorite thing about them were the chandeliers. I kept taking pictures of all the chandeliers because I love them. And every room we'd go to, you'd be like, Lizzie, don't even think about it. Like, just for our new house and stuff and my expensive taste.
Yeah, Lizzie dreams big and she's good at manifesting, but I don't know if we're generational royalty. Ever going to be generational royalty rich, but...
Yeah, no, that was cool. I like doing that audio tour. I feel like it was a good way to break up the cold and the misery that we were going through when we were in Madrid. So that was fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. And was that the only thing we did going inside? We didn't go to the soccer stadium. I know we wanted to do that, but it just didn't work out. There's no tickets, I think.
No, I think we just decided not to. Like, we were going to do that on our last day, but it was like the last day was the coldest, rainiest day. And we were like, let's just get to the airport. But the other thing we did in Madrid was go to, I forget the name of the park, but we went to a park. Anyway, what's it called?
Some sort of park. I'm looking at my Excel sheet and I guess we didn't have it written down there. But yeah, we went to like an outdoor park there, like similar to the ones we went to in Barcelona and Valencia.
Well, yeah, but it was like a, it's like a big, I don't know, it's kind of a big deal. And they have this glass house, which is an observatory.
Oh, yes. They call it the Glass Palace.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was cool.
Very cool park. They have like a cool pond and there's like a little cave walkway thing that we went through. We
saw a bunch of turtles. We saw a black swan. You spilled coffee all over your white linen pants.
Yeah, I spilled coffee all over my white linen pants and my sweater.
That did happen again later on in the trip, but we'll talk about that later. I mean, honestly, we made the most of the shitty weather. I think we did more than maybe the average person would have done in those weather conditions. We also got an umbrella that lasted for like maybe a day or two because Aaron likes to play with things and he just broke it.
We bought an umbrella that was €3.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're going to throw it out anyway. Like, I can play with this. And anyway, I was basically using it as
a water gun. You were like, you were, you know, you
I was, do, I was shooting it out so that it would like come out and I don't know, maybe like a telescope would be a better word. Anyway, so yeah. I broke that on the first day. So that is why Lizzie had to put the paper bag on her head with the eye holes because we didn't have an umbrella.
Well, it's not because we couldn't afford it. It was just like so late in the trip. I was like, I don't want to lug this thing around. And already at this point, like we had only brought carry-on suitcases for the trip, which I still even then overpacked and I should have packed way less. But yeah, even like it was just too much to carry around. But I definitely do recommend just bringing a carry-on because you need a lot less than you actually think. And I think one of the days we went to the laundromat and just did our laundry because I just couldn't be bothered to buy clothes more or, I don't know, like pay a lot of money for getting our dry cleaning done at one of the hotels.
Yeah, exactly. So that was basically our trip.
And then on the flight back, I don't know, it was just like a long day. It was cold. At the end of the trip, you just feel like gross, icky, like kind of stinky, and you just want to get home and you know you have a long flight ahead of you. So we were at Burger King and we just got a random snack. And like typically I don't like Burger King, but I was desperate. And during this entire trip, I was obsessed with coffee and ice cream. So I got it at Burger King and I like went and like brought our suitcases and dropped it off for Aaron. And I was waiting for him to come. And I don't know, we had a really bad handoff with your chicken fingers or something, your Coke, and then my ice cream thing. You thought I had it. I thought you were still giving it to me. And then it just spilled all over you in the middle of the food court area.
Large Diet Coke and a small coffee with ice cream spilled all over the floor in the middle of the Burger King at the Madrid airport.
And I don't know, already at this point, like the couple of days in Madrid, we were like bickering a little bit. So I was like so scared. I was like, Aaron's literally about to kill me. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Like, you were the one who got all the consequences of the spill. So I just looked at you. I was like, just go to the bathroom, take your suitcase. Like, I'll take care of it. And then, I don't know, you came back and I reordered the thing. And then we didn't really talk for 10 or 15 minutes. And then we were okay. We're all fine. I mean, I was. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I was fine. It was one of those things I was more just pissed off at myself. I don't know. Growing up on the farm, like, you're working with people. And I've done a lot of things where I've had to pass things off to people. And my dad told me from a very early age, like, if you're the person passing someone something, make sure they have it before you let go. And yeah, I didn't listen to
that. It was just a miscommunication. It's all good. It's no biggie. And then our flight back was like fine. Like, we got home and then once I got home, like just before we had left for the Spain trip, I then had to go home to Calgary. Actually, hold on. Let me before we talk about that, let's talk about highs and lows. Like maybe some things we like learned about each other. I feel like I said a few. Do you like, I feel like after this trip, do you feel closer to me? Was it fun? What is your perspective on maybe going back to Spain or not to Spain?
I think I could do full big trip with you anytime. Like, I think I learned, I don't know if I necessarily thought otherwise, now know that I can go on a big trip with you like that solo, but I won't be going back to Spain anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah.
And like, I'm very fortunate for this, but it was only 6 months since the last time I was in Europe. So I kind of had a very ample comparison that I could make. And I think there's just other countries and other cities that I would rather go back to before I went back to Spain. But obviously, I'd rather just go to new places anyway. But
yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know if I'd go back to Spain in particular. It wouldn't be like my next up on the list. I'd much rather go to other places. But I mean, it's hard to compete with you going to Switzerland and then going to Oktoberfest in Germany. Like that, those are pretty hard things to beat.
Those places were like definitely the best parts of my last trip. But like even Prague and Budapest, like,
you think they were better than Spain in some ways?
I think they value wise were better than Spain, yes.
Mm-hmm. But do you think I would have loved those places more than Spain?
I think you would like them just as much as you liked Spain.
Interesting. Well, either way, I'm still happy that we went. I feel like for a bit there, I was feeling like so guilty because for whatever reason, I don't think you were trying to guilt trip me, but for a bit there, you made it seem like you really did not want to go to Spain and like that this was like my trip and that it was like a me thing. And that hurt my feelings because I'm like, hey, we're going somewhere together. Like, you will get your turn for us to go somewhere and you pick kind of like what we do within reason. Like, I'll go somewhere with you for 10 days. I don't want to go on a 10-day hiking trip. Like, don't do that to me, please.
No, I will not do that to you, but
I will cry.
Yeah. So when we got back from Spain, we spent a bit of time back here at home, not enough time to get back into our routine. And then Lizzie had to go to Calgary to, your mom was getting a spinal fusion surgery that she's been waiting for, I don't know, what, 3 years now or something like that?
It's been like such a long time of a wait. So yeah, just the time came for it. And I figured it was like, I mean, it was such a quick turnaround, but I needed to go home for a bit.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always good to see your parents and your family and brothers and sisters and stuff. While she was gone, I was essentially being a total degen because I have never spent 2 weeks fully living alone by myself. I grew up with older and younger siblings, and then I lived in a dorm room, and then I lived in a house with 7 people, and then I lived in a house with 3 people, and then I moved into the apartment here with Lizzie. And then, yeah, so it was kind of quite the experience for me spending 2 weeks by myself. One of my buddies came up for the weekend and we kind of hung out and had a good time. But other than that, yeah, definitely probably the most degenerate I've been in a while. I wasn't really going to the gym. I wasn't really
making your own meals.
I was making my own meals, which meant that I was going to Subway more than I should have.
Ordering pizza. I found like a little, maybe like a little ham thing or like a little sausage thing on the couch cushion when I came back cleaning. Or you guys ate pizza or something.
Must have been somebody else. I don't know. But
a little mouse bringing it in, but.
But yeah, so that's what I did while you were gone. But when you were in Calgary.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just a lot of family time when I was in Calgary. Like, obviously being there, taking care of my mom, like spending time with my like dad in general too, like getting some one-on-one time. My siblings I saw a couple of times, which was really nice. Like, I feel like everybody has such busy schedules, but being back home, like, it really wasn't a priority for me to go out for dinner and see friends. I mean, I saw some of my really close friends that are there, but no, it was just like a really good time home. I feel like it was one of my like honestly top experiences, like coming back, like going back home, coming back home. I don't know what, like home to me is like kind of everywhere now, but yeah, it was nice. It was just like, I feel like the older, I'm always going to get emotional talking about this, but I feel like, God.
All right, I'll try to do this part for Lizzie because I've heard it with the tears and stuff, but what she's trying to say is as she gets older, you know, our parents are getting older, and especially seeing her mom post-surgery kind of out of it in a debilitated state was kind of really hard for her because you look to your parents and you especially with your mom as your rock, and seeing her vulnerable like that is just not something you think about when you're a kid or something that you, you know, are really used to seeing. So Yeah, that was pretty hard for Lizzie. And I think you're agreeing with me with what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like I would not have been able to say that without tears or just bawling my eyes out. But looking back at it in hindsight, I probably should have gone to therapy a little bit to like help me prep for being there. Not that I really needed the prep, but I think just dealing with the emotions that come with that of just like, our parents getting older, aging, and not everybody lives forever. And it's even hard too sometimes because I don't live super close to my parents. So like it makes moments like that even more special. And I mean, I feel like every year I'm always going to make an effort to always go out or meet them somewhere, wherever they're traveling. But yeah, no, it was super nice. And I don't know, like other than that, like trip home was very wholesome. Like my mom and I spent just a lot of time together, like cooking Korean meals, like chit-chatting, like just the usual stuff. And then of course, making sure that she was rested and taking care of herself well enough. Yeah, so then came back at work for 5 days. And then we went home to, I guess, my other home, three homes, whatever, to Cape Breton for the whole weekend because we had a lot of house stuff to do. And like, things are happening, you guys.
Yeah, things are happening. We talked to the person who's going to be, installing our septic bed. He's also going to be, I don't know what the word is, like clearing out, filling and essentially making the driveway for our land. I was kind of nervous about that conversation because we're putting in a modular home where our eventual main home that we're going to build is going to be, but we're going to be living in that other place for 5 years. So I wasn't sure if we'd be able to use the same septic bed. And I didn't know how that conversation was going to go. And it was one of the, I guess, maybe unjustifiably so, but one of the ones I was the most nervous for. So it went super well.
Yeah, I feel like with that too, honestly, from the start to even now where we're at with the house build conversation, dealing with the land, we've just learned a lot. And things like this have been great experience for us. And I feel like we're still so young to be like, you know, fortunate to be in this place to kind of do these types of things, but definitely challenged our relationship in different ways. And just like, yeah, situations like that, like sometimes they work out great, sometimes they don't. So we're always like on higher alert of kind of being super cautious of, oh shit, like something's going to go wrong or what's going to come up that we're going to need to pay for, because every little thing costs money. But that at least was like dealt with. And then we went and visited our like modular home, I don't know, like center or like where they have all the homes or where you make all the selections for finishes and detail. So we got basically all of that done. I feel like maybe one more visit, then things will be settled. And then after that, it's just the well. And then pretty much, I think that's like, I don't know, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. And then it's just waiting until next year.
Yeah. And I just want to say a huge shout out to Lizzie. When we were picking out our finishes and things like that, Lizzie was very quick with it. I thought we were going to be there for like 5 hours and we got it done in like an hour and a half. So
yeah, that was pretty quick. But I mean, I have like a few things I want to make adjustments for, but that's like a half an hour conversation. And then I should be like, good. I feel like it's just some things. And even like me being a type A type of person, I didn't really want to think like too much about it. Like I feel like I have a pretty good judgment and a sense of like style. And I'm also just very lucky that you, like, you're really not that picky. Like I showed you kind of everything and you're like, yeah, that looks good. And sometimes I have to force you to give an opinion on it because you really didn't care. But yeah, I feel like I had a bit of free will to feel comfortable with what I was doing. And then I was also checking with my mom because my mom has like excellent style when it comes to that stuff. So that was really helpful.
Yeah, honestly, as long as I have a fire pit in the backyard, like
that's all you need,
I'm going to be all right. So yeah, whatever you want to do on the inside, I really don't care. But
yeah. And then what else did we do? I mean, it was just like a productive weekend. Now we're back again for another 5 days. And then we go away for like an Airbnb getaway for a collaboration that I'm doing with a local, I guess, like company or a brand. They make like modular homes pretty much too. But they're these crazy, like, what would you call them?
They're kind of like designer modular homes, I guess.
Fancy.
Like, I don't know. The one we're getting is, well, I won't get into the specifics of it fully, but this is like what someone would put on their retirement piece of land, more so than the home they're going to be, you know, living in and going through life in. But anyway, check out Lizzie's Instagram. I'm sure it'll be on there and
like next week or something. But I'm really excited about it because like, I just like doing getaways with you too. And I feel like even though it's not our actual home, like it'll be nice to have one-on-one time with you just to like relax and do our own thing. This place doesn't even have Wi-Fi. So We're bringing lots of games. And I mean, we have our phone if we need Wi-Fi or internet connection or something too. And then bring a speaker, have a fire. I really want to make s'mores. And then Sunday morning, we have to get it super early. This is going to be funny, but a long time ago, I agreed to do some sort of a wedding photo shoot. Okay. I knew a girl who did it last year. They look super cute. Obviously, we're engaged. We're not married, but it's like every year a group of photographers, hair, makeup people, wedding designer people who make cards and napkins and things, they get all together to showcase their work with a couple. And this year, Aaron and I are their couple. So I asked you about it and you were like, yeah, like I'll do a photo shoot.
I don't know if she mentioned that we were going to be doing the photo shoot as if it was our wedding photo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little, it's not weird. It's just like,
it's kind of weird. Anyway, we're going to do a photo shoot. I guess you're going to be in a wedding dress. I'm going to be in a suit and
yeah, you're bringing your black suit. I don't even know what this wedding dress looks like. I've never tried it. Like it could look hideous on me. I have no say in anything. I'm just like their little Barbie that they get to do whatever they want with. You are their Ken and they're just going to tell us what to do. Take photos. I mean, the couple last year who did it, they were also not married, but they just had gotten engaged. So like, I feel like they're just looking for engaged couples, maybe who aren't married, so that like maybe people who got married, they wouldn't want to do it again. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, they gotta use someone.
If Lizzie ever says I don't do anything for her, remind her of this.
I know. I'm like super thankful and I feel like it's way too late to back out. We probably had chances to back out, but I didn't really know a lot about it until closer to the date today. So anyways, that's this weekend. And then the weekend after that, we're going home to Cape Breton again. And then we're back here for another thing that's going on in the weekend. So it sounds like at least like 4 weekends from now, it's going to be a busy time for us. And then we'll be more chill and calm. But
I hope so. You deserve a chill weekend.
I know I do. I literally feel like I'm going crazy. Like I'm somebody who loves a routine and I'm just not getting that right now. So maybe that's my struggle. But also we're moving next year. So I'm like, who cares if we're busy right now? Like, let's just enjoy it because we might be finding ourselves to be way less busy when we do move to Cape Breton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is a long episode. I need to edit this because it's the night before. It's supposed to go out. My duty. So we're just going to close it out. Aaron, close it out for us.
Oh boy, it has been a while. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. you can find us on social medias at Beyond the Filters Podcast. And we've got the Google form. We've got, what else do we got? You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I think that's it.
Did you say like subscribe, follow
like,
us?
Like, subscribe, follow us anywhere you listen to your podcasts and on social media. And yeah, anyway, I think that's it. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.